can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-611-2046.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-611-2046. That's 800-611-2046.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Criticizing former President Trump for the posting on social media of a video referencing a unified Reich, if reelected, a term associated with Hitler's Nazi Germany. Harris saying it is unsurprising.
And it is appalling. And we got to tell him who we are.
Vice President Harris, the Trump campaign says the video was put up by a staffer who it says didn't see the word Reich. His administration has approved more than a million health claims from veterans exposed to toxic burn pits and other hazards on military bases, says President Biden in Nashua, New Hampshire.
A major milestone, providing $5.7 million in benefits to 890,000 veterans and families so far in hand, including 3,000 here in New Hampshire.
The defense and prosecution have wrapped up their cases in the Trump hush money trial in New York, closing arguments expected a week from today. This is ABC News. A Texas teenager has his sights set on a tech career, and he's literally taking steps to make it happen.
Necessity, as they say, is the mother of invention.
One day I was at soccer practice and my phone was dead, and I was unable to call my mom to tell her to come pick me up.
The light bulb moment for Lino Marrero.
What if I can just transfer the energy that I wasted on the soccer field into my phone?
Thus was born what he calls the Kinetic Kicks 2.0, a shoe insert that uses the footsteps of the wearer to charge a power pack.
Patent pending, which is pretty cool.
And champion at a recent science festival. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Nestle launching a new frozen food brand. The $5 line of frozen pizzas and pastas are designed specifically for people taking weight loss drugs such as Wegovy or Ozempic. Nestle says the products will have more protein, iron, and calcium. The products expected to be available in October. Some estimates indicate that about 1 in 8 adults have used those weight loss drugs now. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to... Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Two people are arrested following an alleged child sexual assault in Fond du Lac County. According to the sheriff's office there, a 12-year-old girl showed up at someone's doorstep in the town of Oakfield early Sunday morning looking for help. The girl said she escaped from a man's vehicle after he bound and blindfolded her and tried to sexually assault her. The man, who is undocumented and originally from Central America, was taken into custody. The victim's mother was also arrested after investigators say the suspect paid her to spend alone time with her daughter. The victim and her siblings are now in protective custody. A road rage shooting shuts down a busy Milwaukee interstate during morning rush hour Monday. It happened on I-94 near American Family Field. The road closed after a 911 call reported the incident that started on city streets and then moved onto the freeway, where bullets were said to have hit the caller's car. No one was hurt. Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputies searched the closed freeway for evidence and found two casings. The incident closed the freeway for just over an hour. The sheriff's office is on the lookout for the suspected shooter as the investigation into that incident continues. It's now been 3 months since Elijah Vu went missing. The Amber Alert issued for the 3-year-old Two Rivers boy on February 20th is still active. Two Rivers police say tips still come in every day in connection to the toddler's disappearance, and they follow up on every one of them. Investigators say they believe Elijah is in Manitowoc County based on the video evidence they've reviewed. The boy's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, remain jailed on child neglect charges and are awaiting trial. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Through the evening, a tornado watch continues for the area. Large hail greater than golf ball size, wind gusts higher than 70 miles an hour, and tornadoes all possible. Scattered storms tonight. Obviously, some could be severe with heavy rainfall. Breezy, lows in the low 50s. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. It's 65 right now.
Askewity via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon we feature a conversation with Terry Lynn from the Lynn Group. Directly following the news, Matt Bennett from AgMarket.net. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chuck Lorre.
Davis, there are times, I mean, I understand that you and I sometimes think with the same brain. I get that. Yeah. But there are other times that I need a dadgum interpreter to figure out what the heck you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
What did you say there at the beginning?
Well, I just said that we are trusted, basically. That's the main thing. If you can latch onto that one, that's all you really need.
Well, it's accurate, I think.
But pristine perspicuity is really what the people are here for. They are here for clarity.
They are here for that, and they don't even know it.
That's right. That's right. I am here to put words on things that people don't know that they actually are already doing.
Wow.
It's a niche that I found. Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well,
good
thank
for you.
Thank you.
I like it when people make success out of things that other people are already doing.
Well, here at the association, we're working very hard, almost around the clock.
Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis.
Hello.
And we are going to have a conversation today with Terry Lynn. We're going to talk weather. We've got to talk some weather markets. We've got to talk about not just the weather in the middle of the country that is pretty frightful today. Yeah. But we've got Australia. We've got Argentina. We've got Russia. We've got Ukraine on the list of things that we're going to talk about. All of Iowa's 99 counties, all of them,
mm-hmm.
every single 99th is in the tornado watch.
Ooh.
Today. Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, that extends over into northwest Illinois, southeast Minnesota, even the far southeast corner of South Dakota and the eastern edge of Nebraska. There is one, I believe it is, yes, there is one tornado warning out there right now, south of Glenwood, south of Pacific Junction, making its way towards Malvern and Silver City right now. So heads up down in the far southwest corner of the state of Iowa. Okay? Okay.
Yeah. Eyes on the skies, right. Gang.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to get bad. That's the bottom line. Okay. This thing, as it makes its way across the state, is going to get pretty gnarly, and it's going to make its way over into northern Illinois as well. Okay. All right. Let's get to the news. What do you got, buddy?
Chip winter wheat futures found a way to shrug off early price pressure to close near session highs. July soft red winter wheat futures closed at the highest level since August 11, with front month hard red winter wheat futures at the highest level since October 9. USDA rated 49% of the U.S. winter wheat crop in good to excellent condition as of May 19, down just 1 point from the previous week. Spring wheat is 79% planted as of May 19. That's 14 points ahead of the five-year average pace. Price support also stemmed from lower crop estimates out of Russia and expectations of lower wheat exports in the year ahead. July HRW wheat futures 4¾ higher, 701½. July SRW wheat up 8¾ cents to 697½. July spring wheat closed at 738¾, down a half penny, a 7 on the July HRW, Chip.
Yep, plus side of 7 on the HRW. That's a positive sign for that market.
Corn planting as of May 19 stood at 70% complete. That's up 21 points from the previous week and just 1 point behind the five-year average. Heavy rains in the Midwest will slow progress dramatically this week, but it will be tough to convince traders of the risk of late plantings going forward. USDA this morning announced the sale of 113,000 metric tons of U.S. corn to Mexico, with deliveries split between the old and new crop marketing years, and the sale of 110,000 metric tons of corn to Spain for delivery in the current marketing year. July corn posted an inside trading day with a high range open and a mid-range close. July corn futures 2½ cents lower, 458. September corn down 2½ to 468½. December corn futures closed at 482¼. That's down 2 cents today.
Yeah, just some consolidation after the strength the market showed yesterday.
Soybean planting as of May 19 stood at 52% complete, 3 points ahead of the five-year average pace. As with corn, most traders are unconcerned about potential planting delays in the second half of the bean crop. Soybean meal and bean oil prices were also lower today as traders become more confident in supplies originating from South America. July soybean futures led declines and posted an inside trading day with a high range open and a low range close. July beans 11¾ lower today, 12.36¼. August beans down 9, 12.34. November beans closed at 12.13. That's down 3¾ cents, Chip.
Yeah, let's call it a mid to low range close. The market did work up off of session lows into the final bell.
Well, July cotton today was 35 points higher at 76.38. On your livestock's heavyweight choice graded box beef values got back everything they lost yesterday. On modest movement, solid demand for beef continues to provide support. June live cattle $1.50 higher, 182.97½, and August feeders $1.35 higher today, 259.82½. And on the snout side, lean hog futures continue to drift to the downside. June hogs today 52½ lower, 96.40. Chip Lorre.
All right, thank you very much. Let's bring in Matt Bennett, AgMarket.net. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
Doing real fine, real fine. So what's your situation over there in Illinois? Everything looking good?
You know, that early stuff looks incredible. We did plant there around Mother's Day and on Mother's Day, and I know that wasn't super popular for everyone in my family, but that corn did make it up. It looks pretty darn good. You know, we just finished up actually today on both corn and beans. We haven't had these deluges like a lot of you guys in Iowa have, or some folks in northern Illinois. We've just been wet. You know, we get wet enough that we can't farm. Then we wait 2 or 3 days, then we catch another shower. Well, we've had a really good run here. So I'd say 75% of the guys are done, in our immediate area.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Here at the ranch, just over 5 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. So it is coming down, and we've got more on the way. Okay, futures market performance. What do you make of it in corn?
You know, yesterday, basically, you tried to get back about half of what you lost last week. You know, 70% is, it's just what, 1 point below the 5-year average, you know, yeah. But, you know, if you take 2019 away, the 10-year average is closer to 80, I believe. So, you know, regardless, you're a little bit behind, but you're not behind like we thought we were. And I do think that, you know, a lot of these folks are taking a look at this market and saying, you know what, it's not as bad as what we thought. Fundamentally, you just got so many stocks that the market just feels heavy to me, Jeff. You know, I'm not saying we can't go on up. I think any sort of a weather issue this summer, you know, certainly you could have some up, but everybody knows that subsoil moisture is going to be more present this year than we've had in a long time. And so, you know, a drought type situation may not be met with the kind of buying we've seen in the past few years.
Right, right. All right, Matt. Good stuff, buddy. Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, buddy. You guys have a good one.
Okay. That is Matt Bennett, agmarket.net. Reality right there. It's just with the amount of water that we are putting in the soil and storing away, it's going to make it tough to get a drought rally going in the middle of the summer. We got Terry Lynn, Lynn Group, next.
Looking for the best ag knowledge from top-notch industry experts? Join me, Mike Howell, on The Dirt, an economics podcast. From nutrient management to the latest weather, market, and ag trends, The Dirt is your place for farm smart topics to boost your profitability. The wait is almost over. Get ready to dig into season 3 of The Dirt podcast coming this spring.
Need help navigating these markets or consulting for your operation? Let agmarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls and seminar discounts, plus access to research. Interested in consulting? Agmarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to agmarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
Hey, down there in KMA area, Red Oak, uh-huh. Shenandoah,
yeah.
There's another tornado warning that has been issued from just northeast of Sydney. Well, right at Shenandoah, right up to Red Oak, over towards Corning. Making its way. Well, it's still a ways away from Greenfield, but it's making its way to the northeast. So boy, the southwest part of the state of Iowa is getting pounded right now. There's severe thunderstorms that are happening further to the north, even up along Highway 20 that are making their way to the east. So,
well,
heads up.
I can tell you here further south, we're apparently providing a certain amount of heat, humidity, and wind. Very sticky down here. I wonder if we're not providing a little bit of fuel for some of those storms, too.
Sounds
sorry about
like
that, everybody.
Is. Sounds like it is.
I voted right, no. Well, I voted no.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That's Davis.
Yep.
Let's bring in today's guest analyst, Terry Lynn from the Lynn Group. Terry, it's great to talk with you again. How are you?
Hey, Chip. Doing great. Thanks. Good to talk with you, too, always.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, man. When Chicago-type issues come up in these grain markets, and I'm thinking about the fund positions in particular, I go back to some of the conversations that we had years and years and years ago and how much I learned from you guys and the other guys, Roy, and the other guys there at the Lynn Group. And boy, there's some fond memories there. That's pretty cool stuff.
That's right. I've been very fortunate to learn from some very, very well-educated, market participants, and so I've been very fortunate in my career.
Yeah. You've passed that on, shall we say, and doing a great job yourself. I want to talk a little bit more about weather, and I want to start off in wheat, because if there is a market that feels like it may be having legitimate weather market feelings, it could be wheat, right?
Well, yeah, you're getting right to the crux of the matter here, Chip. And, you know, in a nutshell, I think that, you know, you have this kind of myriad of regional weather issues and of varying degrees of significance, of course. And overall, what that's done, it's contributed to a bit of a risk-on attitude led by the wheat market, which historically wheat tends to be the leader. And this has helped to encourage the funds in turn to kind of get less short the ags over the past month and add some risk premium back into these markets, which really was needed. We bottomed the corn and the bean markets, I think it was 3 months ago, and the wheat market shortly after that. And that included the funds building these positions, record shorts, and, you know, kind of overdid things as we tend to do. And so we're just kind of getting the pot right here. And we've had some weather here in the United States also that has contributed to some anxiety levels. We put some premium back on the board. But you're right, wheat has been the leader, particularly in the former Soviet Union, particularly in the south of Russia, where you've had a combination of problems there. You've had ongoing drought, and you've had frost and freeze issues. And so you've hurt that crop. And this follows years of record production in that area. So it's taking what really is a tight balance sheet on exportable global wheat supplies and shaving off some valuable tonnage that had been counted on. So we're seeing the world cash markets firm up, reflecting that. And of course, the futures here in the U.S. Doing the same.
Yeah. I've had some listeners, and most of them are wheat farmers that I would attribute these comments to, but they kind of complain about or lament the fact that weather in Russia means more than weather in Kansas to this U.S. wheat market. Well, yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
Well, Kansas is kind of used to dry conditions and drought for multiple years. And this year, there's less of that crop area that is stuck in that really extreme drought condition. Not that there isn't some, that's for sure. We've in the big picture of the United States HRW crop, things overall are much better than we were a year ago. And we've got a strong soft wheat crop this year as well.
Yeah, again, on the soft wheat crop. It seems like that crop has been doing fairly well here for a while. Now, when we get into Europe. It's not just Russia that we are watching. We've also got some issues in Ukraine. There are issues in other countries in Europe that are also showing up as potential market movers, aren't there?
Yeah, and as you piece together all of these regional weather issues, and you know, whether it's Europe, there's increasing concern over Australia. There's concern in south of Brazil for one reason, and the center of Brazil for another. All these things, as you put them together, kind of merge into a higher level of concern that's contributing to the risk on.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Do I still have you, Terry?
Yes, I'm.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure there is a quick cutoff on my audio. I just wanted to make sure that I still had you ready to roll here. Okay. A couple of other weather issues that I want to talk about. What's the bottom line in Australia?
Well, Australia is kind of a tale of two halves right now, where you've got the west and the south of the country that is dealing with dryness issues. And so it's just one more region to put on the radar as far as the potential to develop problems. And that would be a factor for wheat. It would be a factor for canola. And so canola is something that's also been hurt in south of Russia and Ukraine, and the wheat markets over there also being impacted, and you can include Kazakhstan in there as well. And so you've got several commodities that are having very specific regional issues, and basically just taking some of, you know, what had been this big global oversupply story and kind of whittling away at it.
Yeah. So those global balance sheets, obviously something that we need to watch. You know, you've said a couple of things that make me perk up when we're talking about commodity markets, that being a risk on attitude, putting premium back on the board. Those are the kind of things that make me think, are the funds ready to get back on the long side of this market?
Yeah. And that's one of the million-dollar questions of the moment. And, you know, we're somewhat at a disadvantage in terms of the CFTC data that is outdated by the time we get it every Friday. It's only through the previous Tuesday's trade. So it's somewhat of a backward-looking exercise in trying to forecast the commitment of traders and what the funds might be doing. You know, I think that we've seen the first stage, which is getting less short. Will the funds decide to go long in any or all of these grain markets? And that's something that you need a story. And, you know, we've got several potential smaller stories that maybe add up to something a little bit bigger. But I don't see any glaring bull story out there that says, yeah, they're going to hit the pedal to the metal and now go long 100,000 corn. Not saying that they won't do that or can't do that, but if you're searching for that big gleaming bull story out there that you can grab a hold of, that's still kind of lacking.
Yeah. It seems for the funds to do that, to jump onto the long side of the ag commodities, don't they have to have a story? I think this is the right way of saying it. Don't they have to have a stronger inflationary story than what we're talking about right now?
Well, that's certainly can be a component to the thought process there that could be something that makes that decision whether to go long or not. I think that there's a lot of factors that funds can look at, and there's different types of funds as well that look at things differently and allocate fund flows at different ways.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about the index funds, I think, the long-only funds. Have there been any adjustments on the index funds that we need to be aware of?
Well, you're right. The index funds operate from a long-only position, and I think that has been somewhat of a subdued stance in terms of the length in the ag space, but that's something to watch for to see if they want to expand that and see more upside risk in these markets.
Okay. All right. We're off to a running start here with Terry Lynn from the Lynn Group in the middle of the conversation now. When we come back, we've talked supply side. Let's talk demand side and what it might do for the markets going forward.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were 4¾ cents higher, 7.01½. July SRW wheat up 8¾ cents to 6.97½. July corn futures were 2½ cents lower, 4.58. December corn futures closed at 4.82¼. That's down 2 cents today. July soybean futures were 11¾ cents lower at 12.36¼. August beans down 9 cents to 12.34. The November contract at 12.13, that one's down 3¾. July cotton today was 35 points higher, 76.38. On your livestocks, June fat cattle $1.50 higher, 182.97½. August feeders $1.35 higher, 259.82½. And June lean hogs today 52½ lower, 96.40. Get more at TryProFarmer.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit OsseoPlastics.com for more information.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Through the evening, a tornado watch continues for the area. Large hail greater than golf ball size, wind gusts higher than 70 miles an hour, and tornadoes all possible. Scattered storms tonight. Obviously, some could be severe with heavy rainfall. Breezy, lows in the low 50s. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. It's 65 right now.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We are in the middle of a conversation with Terry Lynn from the Lynn Group. Terry, we spent quite a bit of time talking about the supply side of global and domestic balance sheets in the last segment. Talk to me about demand. And I think I want to start with wheat demand. The problem here is that I don't know if there's a really even much of a story to tell on wheat demand at this point, is there?
Well, wheat export demand is not great. You see wheat sales few and far between. We're basically, right, in a nutshell, uncompetitive to most destination markets. And so we've become largely a domestic market for our wheat. And you see sales off of the PNW of white wheat and quality wheat, but as far as our soft wheat and hard wheat business, we're not doing a lot because we're priced at a premium to the world, and there has been a lot of cheaper alternates out there, particularly with Russia over the past couple of years, where they've had record crops. And they have been pushing it out very cheaply to the world, which has made us it's made it very difficult to compete.
Yes. Okay. One of the bright spots, if we're going to look for those bright spots in the export market, it is corn, and corn to Mexico in particular. What are your thoughts on that relationship that we've got with Mexico? And we've got elections coming up on Thursday. Are there any threats that we ought to be thinking about going into those elections?
Well, there has been talk around for, call it 6 months or so, about the threat to ban GMO corn imports from the U.S. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that that's simply rhetoric and not something that they would seriously consider. They need the corn. Obviously import quite a bit of it. They've been our number one buyer, and don't expect that to change because of the election.
Okay.
Who's been noticeably absent is China, but they've been absent from most of our export markets, whether you're talking about corn or beans. They have purchased some wheat, but everything's way down, and particularly concerning as you look out to the next year's crops, where just new crop demand on the export, or new crop commitments, I should say, has been very quiet. That's something that I think it is in the background of everybody's mind as being a concern, that we'd like to see things start to pick up.
Yeah, there's some, Terry, that think that China has kind of initiated a rolling retaliation against U.S. ag products, just simply because they don't like the way that the Biden administration, speaks of the relationship between the U.S. and China. Do you think there's anything to that?
Well, there's clearly an adversarial relationship, and that's not anything new, and it goes back to the previous administration as well. We have seen that the Southern Hemisphere has been able to step up their production and provide a lot of cheaper alternative corn and soybeans to China, which, again, you always look at what the Chinese are doing, not exactly what they're saying. And, you know, they're buying cheaper supply from the Southern Hemisphere, and that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I think the question is what happens as we get out to new crop timing here, where we are the cheapest dog, and will they be there to purchase our products, or is this really going to be a political stance that they have stockpiled what they need, and they're preparing for another round of a trade war? Yeah. That's to be determined.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I got to go back to the supply side here for a moment. The Safrinha corn crop in Brazil, what's the latest that you've heard on that?
Well, we continue to watch the weather, and we continue to see that the center of the country is very dry. Now, you've had some rains that have come in and skirted some of the edges and gotten into some of that crop area. But there's a significant portion of that Safrinha crop that has been basically, since the monsoonal rain shut off, had very little moisture on it. So it's interesting to see what will happen here with some of the local production estimates, and see if they start to give more of an indication of the impact of that dryness. But we see it in the weather forecast as far as boots on the ground, we're kind of waiting for confirmation of some sort of trend in that production. If we do have a more serious problem, or if they've been able to get by on the existing subsoil moisture, because they had a really favorable profile coming into the end of the monsoonal rains. But, man, since that point, they've been awfully dry.
Okay.
The fortunate thing is that temperatures have not been excessively hot.
Okay. It's always a good sign. I mean, it was a great sign for the corn crop in the U.S. last year. There's no doubt about that. So we had a few hot, really hot days that the corn crop had to suffer through a year ago. But for the most part, not so much. Back to the demand side and the domestic market. And I want to talk about a couple of things that both kind of go around the biofuels markets. But let's start with corn demand for ethanol production. What are your thoughts going forward?
Well, corn demand for ethanol production has been very healthy. We pretty well agree with the USDA's forecast for ethanol usage on the year. Don't have any objections to that. And I think that the data that has that comes out from the EIA kind of justifies that. So we don't really have any major objections there. As far as policy goes and what happens in terms of sustainable aviation fuel, of course, there's a lot of politics that are tied to that, and we'll have to see how that goes. But it would be very, very beneficial for our corn market and for our demand if we could make that program a little bit more accessible and navigable for the farmer as well as the commercial.
Yeah. The policies that are in place right now, on one hand, they support biofuels. On the other hand, we look at all the push behind the EVs and so on, and it feels like it does not support biofuels. Let's go. I mean, there's a lot riding on the election this fall for the biofuels market and corn demand, isn't there?
Well, yeah, that's the nature of a subsidized marketplace, is that depending on the which direction the wind is blowing politically, that things can change quite a bit. And so, you know, from this chair, I think that just in the best interest of our domestic market and to support the farmer and our demand base, it would be great to see a more favorable policy going forward that would support that.
Yeah. Okay. Soybean crush. A terrible April. Terry, where did that come from?
Well, yeah, that was an interesting report. Now, April seasonally, first of all, is a downtime for maintenance that's planned ahead of time. And so the market was forecasting a slowdown in crush. But what we got was just obviously well below, I think it was something like 17 million bushels below the average trade guess. And so it was a sharp slowdown. And that somewhat reflects the reduced crush margins. And the question is this the start of a new reality that is kind of abandoning these record monthly crushes and expansion going forward, or is this an aberration? And time will tell. My opinion on that is that it's going to be somewhere in the middle there, that yes, this industry has growing pains that it needs to get through, but there still is going to be a market for renewable biodiesel that is going to support a much larger crush than what we're accustomed to. But there can be some fits and starts here as the industry gets through these early growing pains.
Are we still looking at domesticating the bean market? You know, you go back 18 months ago, and I was all in on that conversation, Terry, that the bean trade is going to be for the domestic market first and soybean oil production so that we can put it into the renewable diesel. Yes, we're going to have to deal with the soybean meal, but that'll be our export market, not soybeans. Is that still a longer-term trend?
I think so, Chip, and I really hope so, because it's such a compelling case that's a win-win for everybody. One, you don't have to rely on a adversarial trade partner like China that comes and goes and can leave you lurching and holding the bag with the excess supply based on a whim. And two, you're creating cleaner burning fuel. and more fuel that's being produced by the American farmer. So it's a win-win all around. But again, yeah, there's going to be some speed bumps as we kind of continue to move that direction.
I love that. Good stuff, Terry. General attitude towards risk management in corn and soybeans. Are rallies for selling?
Yes. We have seen what these markets look like recently when it looks like they're headed to zero. And we've had a nice recovery rally off of those lows. And for the producer, the name of the game is to shed risk. And the risk is prices going back down. And there are still reasons and justifications for prices to head back lower. We're having a nice spring rally. These rallies can carry a little bit further than you think, but they also can end suddenly. Yeah. And so we're moving quickly towards June days, and the clock could be ticking. If everything goes well from here on out, the downside risk in these markets will expand.
Good stuff, Terry. Man, I enjoy these conversations. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Chip.
You bet. You bet. Terry Lynn, the Lynn Group, here on AgriTalk. Wow, good conversation with Terry. Lots of good information there. Davis and I will be right back.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. And 6-1, visit staples.com/print for details.
From Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. I'm so glad that you've opted to spend some time with us. I know you've got options. I know you're busy. Thank you so much for carving out some time for Chip and I. Chip is here. You know, if he could speak, he would probably express similar sentiments. You know, gratitude is what it would be from the guy.
Right.
You know, you're talking about the weather there. I pulled up a weather map as well. Here in points further south, it looks like Tongi is getting a little bit of rain. Just rain there, but Leavenworth, Kansas, I'm looking sort of right where 73 crosses the river there. You're under some yellow-red stuff there. Look out, Platte City, and then we're into Smithville, and I'm looking up to track, I don't know, northwest or northeast, I would imagine. I mean, I did take a weather course at UNI, of Northern Iowa.
That's right. Look at that little, look at that cell further south, too.
Oh, yeah.
Over Neosho Falls.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, that one, people better keep an eye on that one.
Yep. Well, we got a little bit down here, Fort Smith, Arkansas. I'd be looking out. At least check your weather app. Fayetteville's getting wet. Yeah.
And then in the state of Iowa,
they've
modified it a bit. It's not as bad as it was just a few minutes ago, even. But that storm system from the southern part of the state, where there are a couple of tornado warnings in place. Villisca, you're under the gun right now. It's just northeast of Red Oak and just northeast of Essex. So, yeah, heads up. Heads up down there. There's a couple of tornadoes that look like it is on the ground. And then there are thunderstorm warnings all the way up to Highway 20 from there. Get up to just south of Sac City. And then above that, we're also looking at Spencer and Spirit Lake area, also under a severe thunderstorm warning. They've been talking about this risk for 3 days, something like that. Been pointing it out and saying that conditions are going to be ripe for exactly what is happening to happen, and here it is. It's going on.
Well, and here's something that I like as I'm looking at the weather map here about the northern half to almost two thirds of Minnesota, clear up to the Canadian border there. Looks like some heavy rainfall. I'm not seeing a whole lot of spooky stuff as far as like the red and yellow colors go there. Again, check your local weather. Don't go by me. Check your local weather, Minnesota. But, dude, we're getting rain up at the headwaters of the mighty Mississippi.
Huh? Yes, we are.
There's something I haven't said in a while.
That's right. And the Mississippi is looking good right now.
Good.
I would imagine that with everything that is happening, we're going to turn it back to the upside. It was starting to stabilize. But, boy, if it could hold steady where it's at right now,
yeah,
it would be really good for for those pushing barges around out there on the Mississippi all summer long. I don't know if we can do that or not. I hope we can, but it sure looks good right now.
The crappie's shut off yet?
No.
No. Still
that's
going?
That's all I'll say to that.
All right. Okay. You don't have any agri maps you want to put up on X or anything like that?
That, and they are delicious. I will add that.
Num-num. Yummy. That was a great conversation. Matt was good. Matt Bennett from AgMarket.net. And then, of course,
absolutely,
Terry Lynn from the Lynn Group is always fantastic. Lest we run out of time here, I kind of pulled out some themes, dude, and I don't like them. Cheaper alternatives. Cheaper alternatives. Let's not even say cheaper. Other alternatives to American stuff. Mm-hmm. We're too expensive on wheat. We just cannot get competitive on wheat. South American corn and beans. I wonder how long this condition lasts. Could this be the year that it finally sticks? And we really, you know, now suddenly, okay, well, we'll fill in until Brazil, you know, again next year type of a thing. And then we've got Brazilian ethanol. Their stuff is better than ours. It's easier for us to use that to make SAF.
Well, it's cheaper.
Cheaper alternatives, dude. They're killing us.
Yeah.
I don't know how we fix that without shirking the producer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. The higher yield, the higher yield of ethanol per acre or hectare when we're talking about making it from sugarcane versus corn, the comparison is pretty difficult.
It's all about the green scoring, right? Isn't that what
exactly. It is? Exactly. It's about the green scoring, but it's also about how much fuel you can make per acre, just on a gallon basis. Okay? And the sugar content is what's going to determine that. Well, there's more sugar content in sugarcane than there is in corn. And you know, that pathway to sustainable aviation fuel is one that we want to see corn-based ethanol on. There's no question about it. But the issue now is that they're just looking too much at gallons produced per acre instead of also looking at what was done to that acre to produce that gallon.
Right.
Okay. Where did that acre come from in Brazil?
Mm-hmm.
What was it converted from?
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about locking up carbon for a long period of time, well, they're busting some ground up that had carbon locked up.
Oh, geez.
I don't think there's any question. Even if it is cerrados and pasture ground, it is still a situation where it is new ground that is coming into production in Brazil that creating some of the issues out there.
Is that something we can grow here? Yeah, just real quick. We don't grow sugarcane here at all?
Louisiana, I saw it being okay. I saw it. They were harvesting it last November when I was there.
Yeah, okay.
So, below normal temperatures in the middle of the country, Iowa, southern Minnesota, southeast South Dakota, eastern Nebraska, eastern Kansas, Illinois, Indiana, around that, looking at near normal temperatures from May 27th through the 31st. We've got below normal precipitation expected. North Dakota, most of South Dakota, Minnesota, western Iowa, near normal precip over the rest of the country. All right, we got a farmer forum tomorrow morning here on AgriTalk.
Agriculture drives this country.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in conservation practices.
These programs help small farmers better their practice at a cost that they can afford.
They've helped me to not only take care of my family, but to take care of the land.
Today, these funds are at risk. Congress, protect conservation funding in the Farm Bill and keep agriculture viable for future generations. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared.
That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Memorial Day deals are